This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The Taliban says it expects ongoing negotiations with the United States to conclude Sunday, finalizing a peace deal to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told VOA on Saturday the two sides are fleshing out the details of a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials have said the deal being negotiated would require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan stakeholders to discuss a ceasefire or reduction in attacks against government forces. U.S. officials say the Taliban also would be bound to prevent al-Qaeda from establishing a safe haven in insurgent-controlled Afghan areas and to help defeat Islamic State terrorists inside the country. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the United States needs to lift trade restrictions on his country if it wants a trade deal. As AP's Shelley Adler reports, trade is expected to be a big issue when Johnson meets with President Donald Trump at the G7 summit in France Sunday.
Toning down the trade war may be a tough sell, as we heard from President Trump late Friday night.
Our tariffs are working out very well for us. People don't understand that yet. At the same time, China's had the worst year, probably in anywhere from 30 to 50 years, their worst year. And they want to make a deal.
But as Boris Johnson arrived in France for the G7 summit, he told reporters he would press Trump on the trade dispute.
On trade with China and on free trade generally, you betcha, we are absolutely the number.
But you're telling President Trump he should not be escalating the trade war with China.
You bet.
Britain relies heavily on global trade, and that includes China. I'm Shelley Adler.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean state media said Sunday that leader Kim Jong-un oversaw the test firing of a newly developed weapon on Saturday. North Korea launched what appeared to be two ballistic missiles into the sea off its east coast. Photos released in state media showed rockets launching from large tubes mounted on the back of a heavy vehicle. The Korean Central News Agency said Kim praised the system as a great weapon and had high praise for the scientists who designed and built it. Analysts said the system appears to be the fourth one developed by North Korea since denuclearization talks stalled at a summit in February with President Donald Trump. South Korea's National Security Council said it is continuing efforts to bring the North back to the talks, but little movement has occurred. The captain of an Iranian oil tanker pursued by the United States says it is now headed for Turkey amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington. We get the details from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The crew of the Adrian Darya updated its listed destination in its automatic identification system to Mersin, Turkey, a port city in the country's south and home to an oil terminal. However, mariners can input any destination into the AIS, so Turkey may not be its true destination. Mersin is just over 100 miles from a Syrian oil refinery, where authorities allege the tanker had been heading before being seized off Gibraltar in early July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hong Kong police fired tear gas to break up anti-government protests in an industrial suburb Saturday after activists threw gasoline bombs and bricks. Smoke from tear gas continued to linger into the night as police tried to disperse protesters that regrouped at the Wong Tai Sin MTR station. Earlier, thousands of demonstrators, many in hard hats and gas masks, charged a police station in the industrial Kwun Tong area. Some of the protesters threw stones and water bottles at police, who responded with tear gas and baton charges. Saturday's demonstrations were the latest in a weeks-long movement that began with calls to stop an extradition bill, which has been scrapped. It has expanded to include demands for full democracy in Hong Kong. And six spectators were injured when lightning struck a tree, during the third round of the Tour Championship Golf Tournament at East Lake in Atlanta, Georgia. The PGA Tour said that lightning hit a tree near the 16th tee and debris from that strike injured the spectators. Five people were taken to local hospitals for what were called non-life-threatening injuries. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.